Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Alan Zanakis, happy to bring you DocX's Funny Feelings, answers to puzzlers about everyday mind and body sensations that we all experience but don't fully understand. Feeling free, that's today on DocXMD's Funny Feelings.
Feeling free is great.
Fireworks, cookouts, William Tell Overture. Celebrating the 4th of July symbolizes freedom to act, live, and to be. Our feeling free is affected by behavior in what we do, how we do it, and what we see. Behaviorist B.F. Skinner wrote, "Reward, punishment, restraint, and compulsion affect our feeling free. At their extreme,
with thanks or regret, each can bring us to a bended knee.
Reward offers a prize for performing with skill. Punishment threatens a loss for an untoward action or delay. Restraint physically blocks performance in every way, and compulsion forces activity against our will. Rewards aren't restricted to material stuff like money, clothes, or food.
A smile, a kind word, or an attentive moment can elevate our mood.
So too, punishment is more than a spanking spell. A frown, sharp phrase, a withdrawal of attention
are punishing as well.
Each of these ways influencing behavior has a different impact on our sense of freedom. Feeling free isn't diminished no matter how compelling a reward. While incentives can create turmoil when offered for doing things that we would otherwise wouldn't do,
we never regard them as falling on any sword.
But punishment, restraint, and compulsion do diminish our feeling free.
Compulsion is the biggest culprit we will ever see.
When physically compelled to act or say, we feel totally deprived of freedom, even if it's something we would willingly have done anyway. We view restraint and punishment as reductions in freedom in proportion to their severity. If we're prevented from driving at unlimited speed, that's a reduction in freedom.
But not a life-changing moment.
Yet restrict us from buying a car? That's a significant loss of feeling free that's undeniably potent. Threats of punishment have a similar effect. If we stop a conversation with a frown, feeling free is bruised. While for a car thief, sentenced to years in prison,
there's a massive loss of life never to be used.
When it comes to feeling free, reward motivation is a maximizer. Restraint and punishment are reducers, and compulsion is a total depriver, one can agree. It's a funny feeling to know. To support feeling free for ourselves and others, reward is key.
With restraint, punishment, and rarely compulsion to be used in limited quantity.
In cooperation with KAMU-FM, I'm Dr. Alan Zanakis. It's been a pleasure to bring you DocX's Funny Feelings, answers to puzzlers about everyday mind and body sensations that we all experience, but don't fully understand.